Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 23, verse 11. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." Jesus gives us courage to share His Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morgan was so nervous. She was tossing and turning in bed. She tried counting sheep, counting her stuffed animals, even counting to 1,000. Morgan still couldn't sleep because she knew that the next day was going to be hard. Some of Morgan's friends were going to hang out and sleep over that next day, but Morgan determined that it was finally time for them to have a big talk. She was going to tell her friends that she knew they were not making very good choices. They had been doing things that were not very God-pleasing, and Morgan was finally going to tell them that it was wrong. She loved them so much, but wanted them to do what God says is right. But what if they wouldn't listen? What if they got angry? What if they left the sleepover and never wanted to be friends again? Sometimes speaking the truth about God's Word can be very difficult. Even family or friends may not want to hear what God says at times. But because we love others like God loves us, we still want to share the truth with them, even if it may be scary. Today, we have an amazing example in the Apostle Paul. He was rejected, beaten, hurt, and put in prison many times. In Acts 23, Paul was boldly preaching about Jesus despite being on trial and in trouble again. However, his own Jewish people didn't want to listen to him and put him in jail for the night. How frustrating and sad. But that night, Jesus appeared to Paul and told him, "Take courage." Paul could be brave because Jesus was going to be with him and bless his preaching. They weren't going to listen to Paul in Jerusalem, but soon he would go and preach far away in Rome. It is very sad when other people don't listen to what God has to say. Sometimes it hurts us very much to see loved ones reject Jesus. But even though it can be tough, God also tells us, "Take courage." We can be bold and brave when we share God's Word because Jesus will be with us and will bless our message in just the right way. So, Christian friends, keep sharing God's truth. Some may listen, some may not, but Jesus will always be with us and bless our work. So take courage and boldly share His Word. We bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, sometimes I'm afraid to share your word with other people. Help me to be bold and give me courage to share the good news about you with anyone and everyone. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.